Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. You might not want to think about it, but if you're attending a sports game this winter, especially kids' sports, you need to be prepared if someone suffers a serious medical event like cardiac arrest. One, you should know hands-only CPR. First responder groups in your area might offer a class, but you don't necessarily need one. Just remember, call 911, then push hard and fast on the center of the person's chest at 100 to 120 beats per minute. Do that until help arrives. 100 to 120 is fittingly the beat of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. 2. Know where the AED is at your gym. AEDs are another tactic that are not hard to use, says OSF Pediatric Wellness Specialist Jordan Meeks.
It gives you step-by-step instructions on what to do. It's going to tell you when you need to stay clear of the patient, so don't touch them. It will analyze the heart's rhythm to see, is it beating regularly and it's okay? Is it beating irregularly or is it not beating at all? And then it will provide instructions on whether to deliver a shock. And if it does that, then it tells you to, and there's a light on it that lights up that tells you to press the button. You press that button, it will deliver the shock, and then it will tell you to start CPR.
3. Download the free Pulse Point app for your smartphone. This can alert you if someone nearby needs a CPR. And lastly, if it's a serious medical issue, get to the hospital in an ambulance, not your own car. It might be tempting to do the latter, but think about it. If you're hurt or having a heart event, can you really drive safely? OSF ER physician in Urbana, Kurt Bloomstrand.
Ambulances and our pre-hospital providers are equipped and trained to deal with these emergencies. We can deal with these emergencies at your home or wherever you call 911 at. We're bringing the equipment from literally the ER to you so we can get that treatment done even sooner and bring you the life-saving treatment and medications immediately. The problem is if you drive yourself, there's no way to monitor you. There's no way to treat you if something happens. It's your emergency, right? We are there 24/7 to help you and assist in your emergency. If you feel like you're having an emergency, you need to call 911 and we can come and evaluate you. Please don't feel like you are burdening the ambulance system. We deal with this day in and day out. We're trained to handle these emergencies and are equipped to handle these emergencies.
That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.